Welcome to Happy Wife, Happy Life. We are your hosts, Jordan Myrick.
And Kendall Landreth.
We are two very unqualified,
but deeply in love comedians who are here to help you with all things relationships.
Today, we're talking icks.
Ooh.
Icks.
Icks.
Everybody's got them.
Everybody's got them. What is an ick, Jordan?
An ick to me is something that for some reason when you see someone doing it, it makes you go, ick.
Ick.
It's like gross. But gross? It has to be something innocuous. We asked people on the internet about this and some people were like, when a man slaps a woman or what? I'm like, that's not an ick.
Yeah, people did. I got a lot of like homophobia.
Yeah, that's not an ick. That's a real problem.
Yeah, it's something that's like wouldn't bother some people. Like there's a, when we asked you guys, the audience, about your icks, and some of them I was like, oh, I do that. Or like, oh, I would never have thought about that.
I do a lot of the things that people said were their icks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into that. I remember there was one, I didn't write this down, so I'll say it now. Someone said they don't like when someone says, like when you show them something you want to buy and they go, oh, I actually really like that. I say that all the time.
You say that all the time. Because a lot of stuff I show you, you do not like.
Yeah. So with you, I'm like, wow, I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Like that. You're rude. Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like things you show me I either adore or I don't like, because I think you really ride the line of kitschy, cute, and sometimes the most horrendous thing I've ever seen.
Okay. Listen. Listen.
And that gets into my first ick.
Okay. So Kendall and I wrote down our icks for each other. Here are just some of them. Here are five. We capped ourselves at five.
It's a really funny episode to do this week because Jordan and I gotta say it, we've had some attitude with each other.
We both need an attitude adjustment this week. We really do.
I don't know if you're in a couple, I feel like you can relate. I feel like we will go months, no argument. And then in 1 week,
it's like bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
It's just like, second we end the first argument, a new argument arises.
And they're about nothing. You can argue about anything.
We argued yesterday for so long, and it is where you're just like, I don't even remember what we were arguing about. Like, I literally don't remember. And then like 2 hours in, you're like, we're just arguing now about like the semantics of this argument.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Do you want to know something funny? Kendall told me recently that sometimes when we're arguing, if I like turn around and like walk out of the room or something like that, behind my back, Kendall goes like this.
If you can't see because you're listening, it's a really tiny middle finger.
A really small, petite middle finger to me.
It's because I know it's like, and it's very rare. I've maybe done it twice.
I do not believe that at all.
I've only maybe done it twice, but I know it's not right. I would like never like full on flip you off. It's like, I don't want to like ever really like commit to flipping you off.
Yeah.
I would never do it to your face, but like, sometimes it like, I got it. I just got to do
it. It's a release.
It does feel like when you're a little kid and you like slam your bedroom door.
Sure.
Or you close it
I
quietly.
I was not allowed to do that.
I was not allowed to slam my door there. But you close it quietly and then you're like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes I have a little moment and that's where my tiny little, it doesn't even come out of the way. I do it almost, if you can see, it's like just
it's
like that.
So small. It's really subtle. I love that.
Okay.
So your first ick for me.
I put home decor. Now, Jordan and I have we have a Pinterest board of mine and a Pinterest board of yours. And then we go through it together and we kind of figure out what style we have in common. Because I think
we've made a couple's Pinterest board.
And then we have a couple's Pinterest board.
Where we add things that we both like.
Because Jordan and I's style for home decor is so different.
Yeah.
But we are trying to find a way to really make it work in our home. And I think we found that we actually have a home style that we both really, really like.
Yes.
It takes a lot of figuring out what are the things from your style that I like and the things from my style that you like.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be hard. So I've listed a couple things that Jordan has in our home.
You have subcategories within the icks?
Yeah. I love my home to look like an Airbnb. Like, that's what I want my house to look like. I want it to be light wood. The only thing on it is a candle and a little succulent. You feel like you're at a spa. I love that. I'm not a person who owns little trinkets. And Jordan is like the trinket master.
They're not trinkets.
What would you call them?
They're tchotchkes. Some of them are art and you don't think they're art. And
well,
that's,
let me just list
that's
some
a you
of the
problem.
Ones. A Furby. There's this Furby.
That's vintage art.
That's vintage
that's
art.
Vintage art, baby. In, wake up.
I don't know. And it has to go on. It's like, it can't just be in like a memory box. It has to be
displayed. Why would I keep a Furby in a box?
That's not an adult decoration.
It is when you're a maximalist.
Girl Gremlin. That's the next one.
Girl Gremlin is beautiful. I have a statue of the girl gremlin. She's beautiful. She's sensual.
She's huge tits.
Yeah. 100%. We're on the same page about that.
You have an Usher Funko Pop still in the box.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, you keep Funko Pops in the box if you're classy. And I'm Usher's number one fan.
Scream bobblehead.
Yeah. I love horror movies. And I use them as bookends. And I think they're really cute.
I think what's interesting. So recently, my dad passed away. And
oh my God. Oh my God.
My dad passed away.
Sorry, my father-in-law passed away. It was hard for me too.
He passed away. I get a tiny little urn of his ashes and I'm trying to find a place for them in the house. And I do think it was eye-opening for you because we were having to pick whether it was.
Yeah, because I came home and Kendall was like, okay, so I feel like we could put my dad's urn next to like this, you know, set of vintage salt and pepper shakers that look like a dog lying on a lounge chair, or we could put them next to your lamp that's a croissant that's been encrusted in like
resin.
Those are the
or
two
next
options
to the Furby
for your dad's urn. And that was eye-opening. And so I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. And now your dad's urn sits on our nightstand directly facing, or not our nightstand, it sits on our dresser facing our bed.
Yeah.
And that's not my favorite place for it to be.
Where do you want it to go?
I don't think I want it in your bedroom. Our bedroom. I don't think I want it in our bedroom.
It feels, so you really feel like, because I guess I don't think about, you really think of my dad's urn as like
as your
him.
Dad. Unfortunately, yes. And this is the thing. I am not religious, so it's not that. Just for some reason, your dad, and for anyone at home that doesn't know Kendall and I personally, your dad and I were very close. And your dad was such a big personality that I think it's nice to think of that as him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just still feel his presence around. So I literally feel like I'm going to cry. I think it's nice to have like a physical embodiment of your dad like with us at all times because I truly like think about him so much and we talk about him so much and I feel his presence like so much in general
that you don't
want
to feel like
that I don't want his urn in our bedroom.
I love you.
So I love you too and I love Big Gene up there.
Big Gene.
I think if I was like, Gene, I don't want your ashes in my bedroom, he'd be like, fair.
To be clear, I'm not making Jordan get rid of all their cool tchotchkes, and I do like a lot of them, which I think we're coming to find on the Pinterest board. I think it's just something in my adult life I didn't think I would have to deal with, which is like finding a place for a Furby in my adult home.
And to be clear, I don't want you to get rid of your dad's urn.
Right.
Very I just similar. Maybe don't want it. You know, vote in the comments. Should the urn be in the bedroom or somewhere
else?
We
have a small house.
We have a really small house.
So it is hard. It's like, I don't really want it like, I feel like in the living room, it really like people will go, oh, that's your dad's urn. That's an urn.
And you don't like that. You don't want to talk about that.
It's not that I don't want to talk about it. It just feels like a pretty like intense open. Like it feels like intense to have in your living area. Cause like sometimes people who come over are not like close with us.
Sure.
And they are just, they don't even maybe know my dad's dead. They're just like, that's an urn. Like
sure.
Someone's body's in there. I also think it would have to sit under the TV, which feels kind of like the whole time I'm watching the movie, I'm like,
so it sits under our TV right now in our
bedroom. But in our bedroom, where the lights are usually off, I feel like. I feel
like
if we're all sitting watching Special Forces with JoJo Siwa on the couch together, and I just kept being like, there's my dad, I think that would, you know, kill the vibe. Okay, what's your ick?
This all points to the fact that your dad's urn should be in the bathroom. You and I both spend the most time in there. He spent a lot of time in there.
A lot of time in there.
And I think that makes the most sense.
Okay. I just don't want it to. The thought of dropping him in the toilet is so upsetting.
All this always makes me laugh too when we talk about it because your dad was such a funny man and he would love the comedy of it all.
I know.
Of deciding where to put it, you know?
Yeah, he really would.
He would love that.
Okay, what's your ick for me?
Okay, my number one ick for you is you constantly stop in the middle of the sidewalk or aisle when people are behind you and you'll just stop and people will run straight into your back. And I feel so deeply embarrassed. And the people run into, I feel like you don't even realize they've run into you. And I have to be like, sorry.
Here's what I'll say. I think we all need more patience. I go through my life with so much patience. I feel like when I'm driving, someone could stop dead in the road, no reason. Could be texting, which is terrible. Don't text and drive, but they could be texting, they could be chatting, they could be playing a board game. If they take 5 minutes in the middle of the road, I swear I don't notice.
That's a luxury. That's a luxury.
What?
The way that you feel that way. You don't have my mental illness. You don't have anxiety. You don't have generalized anxiety disorder.
And I understand.
And also, you don't have places to be that badly.
I've got some places to be. I've got some.
What if you're rushing home to go to the bathroom?
If I was rushing home, I would be stressed. I would not be mad at the person in the car.
No, I think you should be mad at them. And I think people should be mad at you.
I think people just need more patience. Maybe that's
no one should be stopping in the middle of a thing with reckless abandon for the people behind you.
I just think I have patience. I feel like I'm not often like annoyed by people.
But that's because you require a lot of patience.
Exactly. So I feel like, but I think there's some people who require a lot of patience, but then also don't have any patience. So to me, you gotta be either, because I feel like you don't have a ton of patience with people, but you also never misstep in public. Like you're so courteous, so conscious. So to me, that's fair. But to me, I'm like, I require so much patience. I have to give it back to the world. So all to say,
I think that's really sweet of you.
I'm so sweet. But and if you see me just hanging out, singing a little song in the middle of the grocery store, and what am I really good with? I'm sorries. I'm really good with I'm sorry.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't notice. Okay, we're going to do the snake draft style. So I'm doing the next one. Talking too loud when you don't realize how loud you're talking.
This is so mean. Well, this actually used to be something we argued about. I've just become numb to it at this point. But I used to get so upset. I would be like laughing or telling Jordan a story and they'd be like, shh.
Listen, this is the thing. It will be midnight. We'll be in bed with our windows open because the weather is nice and we'll be watching like Shrek or whatever. Our upstairs neighbor have like a son who is in school and probably has to get up early in the morning. They have an elderly woman that lives with them. Like they need quiet and we need to be respectful of them. And sometimes Kendall will be like, did you see this video? And I'm like, I love you and I want to hear this story so bad. You are being disrespectful.
It really hurts my feelings for some reason.
But that's so weird to me because it's not about that I can't handle how loud you're being. If you and I were like on a deserted island, I'd be like, scream as loud as you want. Like, I don't care. Dangerous. I'm fine with it. But
well, but sometimes you wince, which makes me feel like you don't like it.
No, because it's rude to the people around us.
I know.
We have to be considerate of them. Because also you wouldn't like it if they were screaming when you were trying to sleep.
But then you snore when they're trying to sleep.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Okay.
Go or I'm going to do another one.
Okay. Here's my second ick for Jordan. They save every single takeout container. We have probably 40.
No.
40.
20.
20 of those, the black rectangle ones with the lids.
No, we don't have that many of that. We have a lot of the circular, cylindrical, clear plastic. You know, when you get like Indian food takeout or something with like a lot of sauce. I think they're good and we use them all the time. We use them all the time.
We use them all the time. We use like five of them all the time. But I feel like when we order Chinese food, we have to save them. You like cannot throw them away.
I use them.
There's never been a time you've been using 20 of them. You know what I mean?
Fine.
Okay, what's your next stick? Oh, I get to do
it again.
You get
to go snake style, snake draft style.
Jordan pretends to be able to multitask.
Stop.
You do.
No, I'm very good at multitasking.
You can't. I took a psychology class. I failed the psychology AP test.
So I'm not too worried about your opinion on that.
I remember this one thing, which is that he said, it is humanly impossible to multitask.
Then you could not walk and talk at the same time. If it was humanly impossible to multitask, you could not drive and listen to a podcast. You could not speak and hug. We do these things all the time. Multitasking
I'm not
is
a scientist, so
absolutely
I don't know,
possible.
But neither are you.
I know, you didn't even pass AP Psych.
Here's what I'll say. And I feel like we all have a friend like this. They're like, I'm so good at multitasking. And then this is Jordan. Anytime I'm talking to them. And then I'll be like, oh, I'll wait till you're done. And you're like, oh, no, I can text. And oh, by the way, if you're listening, I'm looking at my phone right now. And then I'll be like, oh, I'll wait till you're done texting to tell you the story. And you'll be like, no, I can do both. And then at the end, this is Jordan's response. I finished talking. Yeah. I'm so sorry. What did you say?
That's no. No.
I just don't think you can multitask.
I'm trying to work on it. You asked me to work on it, so I'm trying to not be on my phone as much.
I appreciate it. I forced my mom to show me her screen time. It was 11 hours and 30
minutes. And she's the real villain. Why aren't we talking about RX
What's
for
your
mom?
Screen time?
Well, that's not fair because you and I both work from our phones.
Mine's 2 hours and 30 minutes a day.
Well, you're not working enough. I'll tell you that right now. You've been on vacation for the last week. You're not working enough. So I'm working double time. All right. Next. When I have you try a food that's not spicy, but you act like it's spicy.
What?
That grosses me out. That icks me out.
What do you even mean? I've never done that.
What are you talking about?
What,
I'll be like, try this. And you'll be like, okay. And I, you're like, is it spicy? Like a baby. Is it spicy? And I say, no, it's not really spicy. And they'll taste you.
And because you'll kind it of is pan- spicy to
no,
me.
No, but it's like not spicy.
It. I have a very low pain tolerance.
I know. I should have written that down too.
Are you kidding me?
You're a big baby.
You're also a big baby. And I think that I'm day to day, not much as much of a big baby. But if I like hurt myself, like Jordan, this is what amazes me about Jordan. You can literally break your leg and you could probably walk 6 miles and be like, I'm fine.
That's multitasking, baby.
Broken leg and walking. But then if you have a cold, it's like the world is ending. Whereas I feel like I'm good day to day with pain. I have lupus. Let's not forget it.
Okay. Right? I have autoimmune disease too.
Okay. We're both victims. But I day to day am very brave. But then if like recently I broke my toe.
I don't know if I would call you very brave day to day.
How rude is that?
What do you think you're brave at every day? I'm being serious. What do you think you're brave at every day?
I have big feelings that I'm always open to talk about.
And I'm not?
I think you're brave. You're the bravest person I know.
I'm ultimately extremely brave.
Very brave and like really care for the well-being of other people. That's true. In a way that like almost hinders you sometimes.
Yeah, 100%.
That's my biggest ick for you. Just kidding.
Too caring. My weakness is that I'm too caring. Wait, it's snake draft style, Kendall.
I don't never heard of that before.
It's the cool thing that people do with sports. Okay. The next thing for me is when you are.
What?
When you like buy. So you don't know that much about fashion.
I really don't.
And sometimes you'll buy like a branded piece of clothing.
Okay.
For a clothing brand that's like not particularly cool. And then you'll wear it and you'll be like, isn't this cool?
Yeah, I got that big shirt that said Shein across the front.
No. but like you got a Versace jeans purse one time and you like made a really big deal of it. You were like, Versace. Like walking around our house with it like, oh, Versace, I have a Versace bag. And then I was like, well, that's not Versace. That's Versace jeans, which is like not.
Not the way I wear it.
I know.
Because I always put it on and I put my thumb over the jeans part.
That's true. Which I love. And I love that kind of inventiveness. But I think it's funny that you care. I think it's funny that you care about brands, but then the brands that you care about are like dumb brands.
I don't know anything about any brand.
Like, I know.
I don't know a single thing about a brand. So I just get excited when it sounds like expensive.
Yeah. Kendall bought a Tory Burch bracelet because one of our friends told her that Tory Burch was a nice brand. And then Kendall kind of for a while like showed it to people and was like, can you believe me in a Tory Burch bracelet? And I'm like, yeah, everyone can believe that.
You know, the worst part of it is I bought two of them.
I know.
I bought two Tory Burch bracelets. Well, I had a shopping addiction back then.
But that's true.
Also, I didn't grow up with a ton of money. And I shopped primarily, my mom had an American Eagle credit card. So that's where we shopped at.
Yeah.
So when I fell into a little bit of money, I was like, well, I gotta buy some good clothes.
Yeah.
But it's really intimidating. You're like, what is good clothes? How do you find these brands? Like, it takes a lot of research.
But what's funny to me is you're not like, well, let me look into like quality.
I'm trying to get better.
You're getting better on it. But your instinct was to not look into quality. You're just like, what says the name on it real big? That's class. Yeah. And it really makes me laugh.
They call that new money.
Absolutely.
I always am thankful I'm dating you because I do feel like if it weren't for you, I'd be in a full Gucci tracksuit right
100%.
Now.
100%. I think I'm
a Range Rover.
Yeah. I'm saving you from yourself on a day-to-day basis, I feel like. As someone who grew up middle class.
What way am I saving you on a daily basis?
I am so stressed out. I'd probably be dead by now if we hadn't started dating.
I'm so calm.
Yeah.
Not today.
Also, I think this today is a good example of what you were talking about. I am so anxious on a day-to-day basis, but when there's an actual problem, I am 100% fine. I am so good in like go mode. I'm such a fixer. I'm such a solver.
Yeah.
You are so calm on a day-to-day basis, but you are not good at handling problems when they arise.
Yeah, we got in here. We got into the studio today and we were just having an issue with our SD card. It's like not a big deal. And I literally had to go take a step outside and like breathe to myself. But But on a day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis, like, you could be like, the world is ending. And I feel like I would be like, oh, it's okay. Like, I don't think on it. That's a bad example. I would
probably, no, but I just feel like constant impending doom. And you're very calm and comforting on a daily basis.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, my last ick for you.
Go ahead.
When we're watching a movie and you're playing your Switch, the way you lay on the couch, you lay flat and then have your head up against the back of the thing. So it presses your chin directly against your chest and you look like a disembodied head laying on top of a body. And then you also kind of tilt your pelvis towards the sky. It's a very specific way to sit.
What?
And sometimes when you do it, I say, oh, look at that.
Is it not hot?
It is not.
Wow. You just are, you think my Switch is a villain.
I hate that I bought you a Switch.
You did. I felt so spoiled that day. We were in line at Super Mario World and I said, I want a Switch. And you literally bought it for me from the line on your phone. And I've been literally addicted to it ever since. I am on it all the time. I've gotten better recently. I've been reading.
You have. You've been reading more, which is awesome. But there are things where it's like, I want to go to bed and Kendall's like playing the Switch next to me. And it's like, I can't turn the lights off because I have to play the Switch for 2 more hours. And I'm like, I have work in the morning. Or I'll try to be like, I want to show you this movie. And then Kendall does this thing. It's so funny because Kendall will be like, multitasking doesn't exist. But Kendall plays her Switch while we watch every movie and says, quote unquote, it helps me focus.
Yeah, because if I said, I'm not paying attention to this movie, you'd say, then put down the Switch. So I have to lie.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I understand that. Thank you for admitting that.
I think a Switch is great though, because I do think that it's like, now I was just like, I need to do something to get off of my phone. I need to be scrolling.
And I love that. Phone. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's next do your
hit it.
Okay. My next ick for you. I have two more.
Yeah.
Oh, I have three more and I'll do rapid fire. I have three more.
Why do you have three?
I have a lot of icks for you.
I thought we just did five.
I know. I added a six.
You're done. Okay. What is it?
So Jordan primarily provides a lot of the food in her house, which I appreciate so much. You do all the cooking, and it's so appreciated.
We're going to fight about this one. I can already feel
Jordan's an amazing chef.
What are you going to say?
There are no normal condiments in our fridge, and it feels crazy. I was trying to get ketchup the other day. There were like 8 ketchups in our fridge, not a single one normal. It'll be like sriracha, mayo, ketchup.
Okay, that's called luxury. Grow up.
Garlic.
Go on to the next one.
Garlic,
come on.
Olive ketchup.
You said rapid fire. Let's go. People would love that.
When we take a shower together,
okay,
Jordan will not.
Yes.
Not be in the water.
Yes.
In a way that feels like really mean. Like really mean. And it's like the whole time.
It's extremely
selfish.
And
I haven't even gotten a chance to wet my hair. Yeah. And I'm just standing. Jordan's like, come get in the shower with me. I get in and then kind of am like, why am I here?
Yeah.
It's not like we're doing anything frisky. I'm just kind of watching Jordan shower.
I didn't want to be alone.
I'm nude.
I wanted to hang out.
I'm cold. I'm so cold.
Yeah.
And I really like feel like there's been times where I'm like, it feels like no matter how cold I look, you don't seem to really care, to be honest.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And I'll own up to that one. I think that's a huge flaw of mine.
And then I'll say, can I wet my hair? And then Jordan goes, sure, give me 1 second. And then you finish. And you get,
and then I get out.
Get out of the shower.
Yeah, I do
and
that.
And then I just take a shower by myself.
Yeah.
Usually I wasn't even planning on taking a shower. It feels really mean.
Yeah.
Look, you look.
That's all true. I can't even argue that. I like to
what
be.
What is that?
I like to be with you. I want to take a shower alone and I don't want to share the water. Our bathroom is very small. Our shower is very small.
The shower being small has nothing to do with why I can't get any water.
I want to take a shower alone. I want the sensation of taking the shower alone in terms of sensation, but I want to be spending time with you.
Yeah.
It's like when you make me come stand in the bathroom with you.
I don't really do that. You do that to me.
That's not true.
Sometimes Jordan is going to the bathroom and they make me sit outside of the bathroom on the floor.
When you're telling me a story, when I already was hearing the story, but then I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just because you miss me.
But also sometimes you ask me to come to the bathroom. I'm not even going to say all the stuff that happened, so you better be careful. You better be careful.
My last ick
for
you. So Jordan does this thing. Every single time they come home from work, they look so pretty. That's my last ick. It's just nice.
Oh my God.
It's kind of stupid once I said it. You didn't see it as exciting.
You were trying to do a bit?
I was trying to be sweet.
I couldn't really hear it. You were laughing at your own joke so much.
It wasn't a joke. I just got nervous. I said, you're so pretty when you get home from work. Whatever. That was super stupid. Okay.
Thanks, baby.
Now we're moving on to our audience ick. So we went on Instagram and asked you guys what your icks were. And these are what you said. So we're going to say if we disagree or agree with them.
Yes. Okay. First up, this person said being competitive to the point of acting childish.
I hate that.
A huge ick. I actually don't like people being competitive in general. I am like, grow up. What's wrong with you?
As an adult, I think there's like something about a kid being competitive that feels fine to me.
I don't like that either.
Really?
I'm just like, what's wrong with you? Because people are always competitive about dumb stuff.
Well, I think when you're a kid, you have very little like power in your life. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like I used to be really competitive at board games when I was younger because I wanted to like impress my older siblings, or I wanted people to feel like I had value or that I was smart or that I was whatever. Okay. But like as an adult, when people like cheat at, if you're an adult that cheats at board games, like that really tells me a lot about you.
Embarrassing.
If you're an adult who cheats at board games, I find that to be like really telling of your character. I am like, you have to get it together. What do you think is going to happen if you win? The answer is no one will care. Like no one cares.
Yeah.
Unless I guess you're surrounded by people who do care. But I'm also like, what's the point in playing? This is like when I was younger, I used to have a lot of drama at the bowling alley because my mom would take me when I was like six and I would refuse to put the bumpers up because I was like, if I put the bumpers up, what is the point of being here? Because there's no skill. Like I'm going to get all my balls in the gutter because I'm an unskilled six-year-old and I deserve to feel that way.
I hate that. I think that that feels very opposite to both of our personalities. I think people would assume that I am extremely competitive. And I think people would assume that you are very chill and fun.
Wait, and I am chill and fun.
You are very competitive though. And you like competitive things. I don't like competitive things. I don't find them fun. I don't like I would rather just sit around and like talk and hang out.
I guess that's true because I guess I don't like cheating because I'm pretty competitive.
Yeah. If someone cheated at a board game, I'd be like, okay, I guess
but
you
if
win.
I don't win a board game, I don't really care. Yeah. I don't get mad. I'm just like, oh, okay.
But I think you're more competitive than people would think.
Yes. And I will tell you, I was really competitive growing up. Yeah. I feel like now,
gross.
What is there to really be competitive about?
It's you've already
like
won.
That's kind of how I feel a little.
All right, your turn.
Disliking cats. And I wrote this because you dislike cats, kind of. And
no,
like
and I'm sick of this.
You.
I'm sick of you saying this. I don't dislike cats. I like all animals. I'm allergic to cats. And I find it hard to connect with cats, especially compared to dogs. We always own dogs. I feel so comfortable around dogs.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable around cats a little bit sometimes, especially if they're standoffish. I'm also the opposite of you in the way that I'm a big believer in. I do not want to touch an animal or I don't want to like spend time with a child that like is not interested in me. And cats are very aloof. So like if a cat is not actively seeming like they want to be around me, I don't feel compelled to be around it versus like you will pick up a dog, a cat, a baby and hold it.
Regardless of what's happening. For a fact, I'm going to get my face bit off one day. Swear to God.
Kendall does this thing called head to head where she
thank
puts
you for
her
it,
head.
Like, you made it sound like it was like a thing, like
yeah,
a medical
well,
thing.
You do it so much it's a thing now. She puts her head up against a dog's head.
Deeply unsafe.
And it's very unsafe. And I've asked her to stop doing it.
I love connecting to a little animal. I tried to do it with an ostrich at that zoo we went to in Louisiana.
Oh my God. Okay. Next. This person said being rude to wait staff / service workers.
Duh.
I mean, this is one that I'm like, is that even an ick?
She's
it's
a
like,
bad person.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I think it's gross when someone's evil.
Here's what I'll say. I would
take it
a step further. Always, you know me, I always scream. I would at service workers. No, I would take it a step further and say, like, obviously being rude to service workers is an ick. It's just like a bad person. But I even feel like it's an ick to me if like the person is not rude, but just kind of like acts like the service worker. Like sometimes I've been out to dinner with people and the server comes and they're like, hi, yeah, can I just get this? And they kind of say it. I really need a person to be like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. You like, and talk to them like a human being. Like, sure. I think there are people who are not rude to service workers, but do just like accidentally, or they're just not aware. They kind of treat service workers like a robot machine that they're just ordering from.
Sure.
And that like feels weird to me.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
with that.
An ick to me.
Got it. I agree.
This person said men holding silverware like a toddler.
This is weird to me. People come for people all the time on the internet. Like I remember I posted a video and everyone came for my best friend being like, why is she holding the silverware like that? I have literally never once in my life noticed the way that someone is holding
really?
Silverware. Ever once in my life.
A fist grip is not good.
But how many adults really are doing that? And even if they are, I've never seen an adult do it. And even if they are, I think I would just maybe assume that they had a dexterity issue. I don't think I would ever think anything about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say I don't agree with that ick.
And I don't really. I don't think I would notice that. I don't
talk to your therapist about it. That's what I'll say. Okay. People who seem distracted when you're talking to them.
I wrote that down and I wanted you to read it. I do feel, well, I saw this video the other day of this guy. I only watched 2 seconds of it because I have no attention span. But he was saying how even just holding a phone, even if, so I'm holding my phone like this. It makes, like studies have shown, it makes the person feel like, no, they're not being listened to. The phone is more important than the person talking.
I'm working on it. I have a bad habit of split focus. I think it comes from, up until recently, I was full-time freelance my whole adult life. And I was constantly cobbling together work just to like be able to live month to month. And I think I always felt in such like fight or flight mode, always in such like, I always have to be working. If I don't look at my phone every 2 seconds, I might get an email that like someone else might get that same email and they'll take the job first or whatever. And I think I'm slowly but surely getting out of that as I become more stable.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I don't know.
I just think the other night.
No,
you didn't do it. Oh, thank God. It was something I did.
I didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah, no, it was me. I remember I was like PMSing really bad. Maybe? I was like really emotional and I started crying about cell phones. Do you remember this? How am I that emotionally?
You've been kind of in a mood lately.
Oh,
you said it at the beginning of the episode.
I know, but you have to say we've both been in a mood. No, I was very emotional and I just started crying and I was like, Jordan, we are going to look back on our lives. We're going to remember are our phones. And I was like sobbing.
This is so offensive because we have so many nice moments together. We do so many things off our phones. So to say we're going to look back. And
but I think I just had a panicked moment that I was like.
Yeah, I get that.
I look at my phone so much. I think there's just times where I'll be like, wow, we're at like something amazing. And you see people like on Instagram. And I think it's just such a habit. And I do it too. And then I'm like. I literally don't care about any of this.
Yeah.
Like, I think probably 95% of people I follow on Instagram, if I unfollowed them, I would not remember that I unfollowed them. You know what I mean? It's like, No, but I mean, I don't think that's a brag. I feel like I have like 20 to 30 really close people in my life. And then outside of that, I'm like if I unfollowed Kim Kardashian, that's like why, you know.
And I think you should. Okay, next.
I know you do. Okay, this person says saying sawi instead of sorry.
Yeah, huge ick. 100%.
Who are you saying that to?
Huge ick. That? I could see a man trying to be cute and be like, oh my sawi. God. Like that.
Because I guess I do stuff like that to you, but that's private.
That's private. That's different.
The things I do to you. Pretty much anything I do to you in private is an ick.
Is an ick. I would be an ick publicly. This person said ordering chicken fingers and fries on a date.
Wrong.
Ick for me.
No. I am sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Unless we're at like a chicken finger and french fry restaurant. Okay. But if we go to like, I'm all about restaurants and I really like to like try different foods from all around the world and like eat interesting things. So I guess if I went out of my way to pick a cool place, if you asked me especially to pick the restaurant and I went out of my way to like pick a cool place and really wanted you to try it. And then you were like, chicken fingers and french fries, please. Sawi.
Sawi.
It feels like that energy to me. It feels like baby energy to me.
I get that. I think it depends, obviously. Like, if I was at a restaurant with someone on a date and then they didn't serve chicken fingers and french fries and then they, like, specifically asked for it and then they had to, like, make it, then that makes me
If it's off menu.
It's, like, for children that come in, that would make me uncomfortable.
But keep in mind, this is also on, a first date. If you're on a first date with someone and you're an adult and you order chicken fingers and french fries and it's not, like, that kind of restaurant.
I get that. I don't think you'd want people to have what they want. You know what I mean? I think sometimes people are like, well, I really like this thing, but it's, like, been labeled as for children. But it's, like, when you think about it, like, why is it really for children?
I hear that. And I agree with you, but I also, me personally, would like to date someone who is an adventurous eater, who is open to trying new things. So I think if they're like, if the energy is kind of like, this food is ew, I'm going to get chicken fingers and french fries. I don't like that. So I guess it's the way in which it's ordered.
I think you're right because I agree. And I probably wouldn't order chicken fingers and french fries on a first date.
I don't think you would. Our producer, Sean, just asked a really good question. What's the difference between a red flag and an ick?
A red flag is something that you identify as a reason you should not be dating that person.
Yeah. An ick is more like stupid. Like all of my icks for Kendall, like I still ultimately love them. Like, do I feel icked out when you sit like that while you play your Switch? Yes. But also do I see it and like think it's cute? Yes. Versus like, to me, a red flag is like, to me, an ick is like someone who's like, oh yeah, when like a guy wears like sandals and flip flop, like sandals with socks or whatever. Like that's an ick. But a guy
pointed at my shoes and I am wearing sandals with socks today.
But like a red flag is like,
a red flag is like he talked down to me or he like interrupted me every time I spoke.
Yeah. Or I like heard him on the phone with his mom and he was like screaming at her or like something like that where it's like
such a crazy interaction. What? But I know people have stuff like that. Yeah. Red flag. It's like, you should not date that person.
Yeah.
We're like some of these icks I've like, okay. Disliking cats. I mean, to me is a red flag, but I think some people would be like, oh, I like, I also dislike cats. So and it's not like an abusive relationship.
Yeah. Versus like, I think a red flag would be like, if someone was like, all the other girls I've dated are bitches, I'd be like, oh, that's not an ick. That's a red flag, right? That's like indicative of what future, this is what it is. I found it. I've talked my way to it. A red flag is something that is indicative of future bad behavior that is genuinely toxic. Whereas I think an ick is something that makes you just be like, ugh, but it's like actually not bad at all. Like you can have icks about your like your husband, your wife, your partner. You can have icks about your best friend. You can have icks about yourself.
And we don't think the Furby next to my dad's urn is
You're done. Red flag for who?
My dad.
Your dad would like it. Your dad would be absolutely obsessed. Furby. Your dad would be obsessed with how much we talk about his urn.
He would be.
He would think it was so funny and he would be happy that we talked about him so much.
He would be. Sometimes I scare our roommate with it.
Yeah, Kendall likes to take it around the house and go, say hi.
Say hi to daddy. Do you have another one?
Love you, Gene. Okay, he's listening to this podcast from heaven.
Yeah, we stream Spotify off of
podcasts. We stream straight to heaven. Okay, people who can't nerd out about at least one thing.
Oh, I wrote this and then was like, well, I'll explain it when I'm doing it.
Oh, explain it.
Well, someone wrote that, but you kind of get what that means, right?
I guess to me that reads as someone who has no interests.
To me that reads as someone who's like, I don't want to fight, Jordan, but I think you can be this way a little bit sometimes.
I'm going to be sick.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay, I'm done.
I'm
Your
done
turn.
Too.
We're done?
I'm done.
Wow. We
right
did
on
it.
Time, baby.
We did it. We've learned all about icks. I do really hope people drop their icks in the comments, especially if you have like really specific ones.
I know. I always worry that I do a lot of icks. I think it's like we've been dating longer. I just feel so free around you that I do worry that I'm just icking you out constantly.
To be honest, even those icks, the five of them that I wrote down, they're not even real icks. I had to think of things for the episode.
Yeah.
Nothing you do really icks me out. Except the talking loud. That's the only one.
I know.
But I think I feel too much public shame in general.
Well, and I know.
And we love our upstairs neighbors. So I'm so deeply worried about bothering them at any time.
But I've gotten really good. We always joke because we have a parking garage and we always are like talking when we're walking from the parking garage. And then we get to the stairs that goes up to the apartments. And Jordan, with that feel every time, goes, Kendall, shh. And so sometimes I turn around now and say, shh.
Which I appreciate.
I can tell you're about to say it, but I've been trying to do better with that one.
I think it's good. Once again, it's like, I'm not trying to be the sound police, but also sometimes it's like the garage is empty and we're chatting, so it's fine. But then we start to come up the stairs. There's an elderly couple that lives right at the top of the stairs and we're comedians. So we come home late a lot and we'll be going up the stairs and Kendall will be like, and I told her, and I'm like, we can't wake these people up just because we have no sense of time or volume.
Well, one thing I appreciate about you is how courteous you are. You're very courteous.
Wow. I also think you're very courteous, and I appreciate that about you.
In a different way. Sometimes I'm not very publicly. I think I'm courteous, but sometimes I can be my own little bubble a little bit.
I think you just get distracted easily, so sometimes you kind of like forget where you are or what's going on.
Yeah. But I love you. Thanks for doing this episode with me, even though we've had an attitude with each other.
I love you. I think this feels like this episode felt like a good reset.
Good.
I love that.
I love you.
I'm ready for next week.
I'm so excited. And thank you so much for listening. And we are just having so much fun with this podcast. Seriously, I'm having such a great time.
Me too. It's
honestly
so cute.
It's really fun. And we just love doing it. So make sure to rate us. That like helps us so much more than anything on planet Earth to rate us 5 stars and give us a little cute review.
Yeah. You should be rating your podcasts. You should be rating your Uber drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Love you guys.
We're on Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, and Patreon.
Yes. All right.
Bye. Bye.